Recommend is back. I'll be honest with you, I was scared. I was frightened.
Yeah, I thought I was cancelled.
I started minimalising my expenses.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was going to come back, but it's back and we are so, so happy to be back. Hello and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever.
Yeah.
The second greatest podcast that I host.
Absolutely fair. Absolutely fair.
10/10 would recommend. It is me. It is I, Talani.
And it is me. It is I, Gina.
Hello, Gina.
Did you miss me?
I did miss you. I mean, let's not act like we don't talk
every day,
outside of this. We speak every single day.
Yep.
And it's good to start working with you again in a professional manner.
Yep.
It's really funny working with Gina because Gina would like WhatsApp me being like, hey, you little wanker. And then she would email me like, hi, so according to my previous email, I'm like, don't do that.
Because those emails are tracked, whereas on WhatsApp could be like, listen, you little bitch, answer my message
like,
now.
Gina code switches on me all the time.
You know why? Because you come up in my place of work and you start saying all this crazy shit. I'm like, Talani, you're so good. I'm at work. And she's like, doesn't care whether I'm going to get fired, the amount of things I've had to cut from this bloody podcast because of Talani.
That's not true. I'm very professional.
What have
you been doing since you've been away? How was your summer?
My summer was fantastic. Too good. Obviously, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I have been to 7 weddings. I have one more to go.
Oh my God, this has been our year of weddings, isn't
it?
Yeah. Oh my God, we've been at so many weddings and been bridesmaids at weddings this summer.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of weddings.
It's been a lot.
Did you... Sorry, I was going to bite up the set. Sorry. So because like
this is why we code switch.
Wedding season is great, and if you are a single person, wedding season is meant to be great in terms of like meeting people and things like that. I'm so sorry. I was creating content. I'm so sorry.
What have you been watching over the break?
Do you know what? I've actually been watching a lot, and I'm really excited to tell you guys. One of my favorite things that I've been watching is a show called Mo.
Mm.
It's quite new on Netflix. It is about a refugee from Palestine who... It's a comedy. Sorry, that didn't lead into comedy.
Yeah.
But it is a comedy. A refugee from Palestine who is now in the US. Mm-hmm. So he's like battling like 3 different languages, different cultures, and just trying to work out like what the US is whilst trying to get his US citizenship.
Mm.
So he's been in the US for quite a while, was there illegally, doesn't have citizenship. So he's kind of like doing like odd jobs here and there to get citizenship. It's really, really interesting.
Mm.
I really, really liked it. I think the person who's in it, the lead, the Mo, is a comedian.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, in real life as well. Mm. So he's not a comedian in the show, but a comedian in real life. And it's really funny. It's really clever. Mm. Oh, I spat, sorry. that was passion. Yeah, it's really fun. It's really clever. And I think everyone should watch it.
Okay, that's a good rep.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Mo, the comedian, the black guy.
Yeah, no, he's not a black guy.
Right. So my recommendation is, I was watching... Actually, this is not a recommendation. We're not doing that yet, are we? We'll talk about what we watched.
What have we been watching,
I watched a ton of things too. Things that I can reel off, definitely Woodstock 99. That documentary bangs. That is about... Okay, so basically, it's okay, what I will say is it's like the Fyre Festival doc, but if it took place 20 years before.
Right, okay.
There was like an original festival called Woodstock. They wanted to recreate it in the 90s and it just was like a complete shit show.
I thought Woodstock was the one that... Do you know that video of DMX where he's... What festival was that? Where he's at this festival and there was so much people in the crowd and they're going mental for him.
To be honest, it could have been
I thought it was Woodstock, but maybe not.
But well, there was two. There's Woodstock 99 and then there's the original one. But that documentary is really great. But the other thing that I was watching in the break was also Selling the OC.
Okay. My truth is I'm over all of the sellings. I don't want to watch a single thing be sold again.
And the reason why Talani is saying that is because we've recently found out that Christine, you know, Talani's, as she said herself, favourite white woman, is no longer going to be in the show.
Yep.
You know, that's really sad.
Cancel the whole franchise.
Please don't. But it is sad.
Cancel the whole franchise.
I'm actually more sad that we didn't get a chance to interview her before she was no longer on there. Because we were quite close at some point. And she actually quote tweeted a video of ours saying that she loves us.
Yeah.
Not enough, though, to...
Come on the show.
To chat with us.
It's fine.
Christine, let's talk about that.
I respect her. It feels like... Do you remember when the Spice Girls got back together and they had a tour? And Posh was like, yeah, good luck. I ain't doing that.
Mm.
Yeah, because like Posh tweeted it like, oh, good girls. But like, I think it's really important to know when you're above things.
Right.
And I think that's what Christine was telling us. I am above you.
Fair enough.
And I shan't be there.
I wish we got to interview her. But let's talk about some people we did get to interview.
Okay, go on.
So we're interviewing Kaz and Kieran Bishop from Dated and Related. Mm-hmm. Dated and Related is a new dating show on Netflix. So if you loved Love is Blind, if you loved... What else is there on Netflix that's a dating show? I guess you can put it in the same category as Indian Matchmaking, can you?
And oh, no, you can't. You can put it on the same category as the show Melinda was in.
Oh, yeah, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Love is Blind, Too Hot to Handle, Dated and Related is the new one of that category.
Yes.
If you love that kind of show, definitely watch it. Kaz, spoiler alert, was one of the winners, along with Diana. And we got to speak to the brothers, and they are amazing. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Feels weird because it's new season.
And we are back.
We are back.
I spent absolutely ages trying to think of a song to celebrate this.
Yeah.
Blank.
Mm.
Like, because I've done Mace, Welcome
Back.
Yeah,
we did Welcome
Back. Welcome back. Do you guys have any song? No, you're not here yet. sorry, my bad. We haven't introduced the guest and I was getting carried away.
Sorry.
A Welcome Back song. Can you think of anything else? I started singing, I'm coming out. I was like, nope, wrong.
Oh, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
We want the world to know.
But yeah, we are back.
Yeah.
And back with some guests.
Yeah, we have our first guest of the season. Everybody, please welcome Kaz and Kieran Bishop from the cast of Dated and Related. Say hi, guys. Please say hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I've got some questions.
I've got some questions. And you know what? Because I'm about my chat, before we secured you guys coming, I said I was going to come in here and talk about how extremely good looking you are. And because I say what I say and I mean what I say,
To be honest, the jeans were really... The jeans were sensational. Fantastic. Full beards. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Asian,
Dominique and mix, you know.
Interesting. Skin's great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about it.
Yeah.
So well done on those looks.
Yeah.
Well done on those looks and well done on the show. But firstly, when you applied for the show,
yes,
did you know the title of it?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Okay. So when you heard
an interesting title, I'd say.
Yeah.
It definitely captures the attention, which I think is great.
It's intriguing, definitely. Yeah,
100%. If they had told us the title, I don't think we would have done it. Could have been like, no, thanks.
Yeah, what is this?
But it was a working title for a long time. And so we just had to just go along with it and just hope and pray that it was going to be psych decent.
Yeah, that's it.
So when they told you it was Dated and Related,
what
your thoughts?
So, we was a bit like, whoa, incest?
Genuinely,
a common misconception about the show. It does make sense when you know what the show's about.
Yeah. Right. I think it was just more or less like, okay, we was taken back by it at first.
Yeah.
And then we kind of just put ourselves in the audience's shoes and thought, if it's taken us back. And think, what the hell? It's going to do the same for the audience.
It's intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to make people watch it. So we was like, all right, cool, let's go with it and just hope for
the show was already done by then anyway.
We had no choice.
We was like, okay, let's just go with it.
Yeah.
So for the people who don't know what the show is about. So Dating Related is, I would say it's a dating game show. And essentially siblings come into... it's like a villa.
Yeah.
It's like a holiday home.
Yeah.
And they're especially supposed to wing woman or wingman their sibling in order for them to find a potential partner.
That's it.
Mate.
Yeah.
That's it.
And, you know, we have one of the winners here.
We do.
Spoiler alert.
Lend me a tenner.
The amount of people that's been saying
it. No, genuinely. Yeah. The thing with my problem with dating shows is that I don't think there should be a cash prize.
Oh, really?
But if it's a love dating show.
Right.
Because ultimately, it defeats the purpose. Mm-hmm. And one thing about me, I'm going to go for the money.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going to be there for, the coins.
Yeah.
So truthfully, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Black
Power.
What were you there for?
If they're going to do a dating show with a cash prize, they should, at the end of it, be like, right, you're either going to split or, you know, steal or something like that.
Or you stay together or you take the money.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is so
good.
That's
a good one.
Netflix. That's a really good one.
Love or cash.
For the love of money.
The name of the show.
We're going for the show. I'm getting wicked
gonna brainstorm after this. We're gonna brainstorm. We're gonna come together and create our own one.
Who do I need to speak to?
Okay, so where are you there for the levels of money?
You know what? So initially, I've gone in open-minded. In the terms of just seeing what happens. You know, I didn't know whether I was going to end up meeting someone. You don't know who the cast members are. So I just thought, let's just leave it. I'll see what happens. I'll maybe even like go for, you know, change my type and whatever. But my type was actually in there. So, and then we got on so well. And the things that people didn't see behind the scenes was that we was just always together. Mm. And it's so intense in there. You know, waking up, you don't meet someone for the first day and then you're going to be sleeping with them. Yeah. Well, sleeping in the same bed. And then obviously the next day, breakfast, lunch, dinner and stuff. Mm. So, you know, it was a very like surreal experience. Mm. And yeah, I was just open.
I loved her.
Yeah, I was just open-minded and it just, everything just took place. Like feelings-wise, just got involved. So I couldn't really fake anything. It was natural and genuine. Mm.
Are you still together? Is it still natural and genuine?
She's really asking the hard-hitting questions.
This is a bit early.
We've been in like 2 minutes.
It's quite hot in here, I'd say. Jesus Christ.
Kieran, also. Because Kieran, Kaz wasn't the only one who dabbled in some love on the show. Kieran, you had a lot of loves. You had quite a lot going on, little love triangle.
Yeah, I was juggling a few. Yeah, I mean, I was fighting them off. But yeah, it was a good experience. Obviously, I came in and then I had my eyes on Nina first. Yeah. And then me and Kaz just obviously said, look, and at the end of the day, like, we know what we're here for, so let's just crack on and just get on with it. Mm. So yeah, we approached Nina and Diana and just said, put our cards on the table and said, look, there it is. And that was working really well. And then just a lot of stuff happened between me and Nina. So it was more or less like, obviously, I carried myself with respect and I was just being myself. And obviously, there were certain times where, obviously, when you're on camera and you're in them situations, you kind of want to do the best because of, you want to do the best for the relationship and the storyline and stuff like that. But then you've got to really stay true to yourself. So, and that was the decision I made where, obviously, when Alara came in, and Alara came in all guns blazing.
Yeah, like, she was ready to steal everyone's
that door. She came in like, she was ready to end everything. Like, so I said, look, fair play to you as well. And she was persistent. She didn't give up. And I said, like, but I was still respectful to Nina. And I said, like, and I, you see, what it shows is that obviously, it looks like I am entertaining Alara a bit. But at the end of the day, we're in there to, you know, keep our options open at the same time. And obviously, me and Nina wasn't, like, there was certain signs of Nina that I wasn't seeing that was, like, thing. But obviously, they won't show everything. But I think it was just more or less the fact that we was going really well. And then, obviously, things started to, like, descend. And then I just kind of just gave Alara the chance, didn't it?
The account of Daniel as well. Because you had, Kieran called it early doors and said...
Yeah,
I see something between Nina and Daniel.
Right,
like because obviously in the scene, there's one scene where Nina and Daniel they catch eyes in the bathroom and they're like brushing their teeth together. And then I was obviously, but I saw a lot more than that. So I was like, no, there's definitely gonna, there's something there. Like something's gonna escalate there. Anyway, and that's when I was just like, okay, cool. And I started keeping my wits about me. And then and then obviously Alara was just sticking it on me like 24/7. I was just
so
like,
much
respect her. For real, she got a lot of respect for that. So
she kept it real.
Fact. So
I feel like I saw Nina's signs from early though, from the first episode. I was like, yo, she's a bit on it.
Yeah.
Like I think there was an instant claim on you.
Yeah,
there was an instant like, that's my man. You can't even look at anyone else.
But at the same time, like it was weird because she wasn't telling me that. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, she wasn't telling me that. Like, so when I'm watching it now, like, she might have been saying it in like, the Mivs. She might have been saying it to Diana, but she weren't saying it to me. So it was like, I was kind of like, look, I was kind that's of putting so like 80% in, but then she probably wanted to put 80% in, but she weren't telling me. So then I was like, well, what is going on here? So I was confused. So that's why I think, obviously, when Alara come in, I just gave it, locked it off, and I gave Alara the chance, and I was like, look, because me and Alara really did get on. Alara's a lovely girl. She's a good looking girl.
You two got the same energy, basically, straight away. Okay. Like, she comes in, guns blazing, all blah, 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 blah. And then Kieran's like that as well. So he's like, comes in, as soon as he came in the villa, he's like, yo! You know,
if
he's the loudest one in the room.
Your brother, would you have chosen Nina or Alara?
Good question.
I think I would have chosen Alara. Yeah. Because they the way that they get on, they just have that instant like chemistry. It's almost they bounce off each other. Yeah. And that's kind of what you want. Yeah. You want someone to be like, you can have that bubbly relationship with, you know, be outgoing, do different things. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, you get chalk and cheese, but them two, yeah, their energies were just, come correct.
Fiery.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so I came onto this episode thinking that I wanted to debunk something, right? I think this is a topic that needs to be investigated, a deep dive into it. And I'm going to firstly start by going around the group and ask what everyone's type is.
Stop it.
Right, where's the door?
Once we figured out our individual types, I want to go back to the roots. What is it? At what point in your life did you decide that was your type?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And why have you stuck to it? Gina, what is your
type? For God's sake. Why don't you want to first? It's your question.
Fire it around that way.
Set the example to since you were the cupboard all brave.
Do you know what? My type has changed over the years.
What was it?
Okay. I think it does though.
Yeah, my type has changed over the years. Initially, my type, this sounds like a porn category. It was...
Oh,
it
my
was,
God.
It was BB Sold Men. BBM.
Yeah. What the...
Bald, black,
You know what?
BBM. It was bald, black,
medium
men.
Is that what it was? That's a category at all.
It is a category.
Big, black.
What in the BBM is going on here?
No, genuinely. That's what it was, right? But now I'm kind of like, I'm kind of over it.
Right.
Like, black still stands.
Yeah.
Bearded still stands.
Right. Yeah.
And I like someone that's physically...
It's quite awkward because they look exactly like that, don't they? Are you guys listening to this? Like,
I like it when they wear, like, varsity jackets. Like, wear, like... I'm joking. Content. I'm creating content. But Gina, what was your type?
Yeah.
Right, my exact type is Winston Duke. If you don't know who Winston Duke is, he is that huge black guy from Black Panther.
She did say big black man.
Yeah, that's me too. You know that guy? Do you guys know who I'm talking about? Winston Duke.
Yeah,
he played in M'Baku.
Yes.
Get the chills.
My mouth fell open. I was like, oh my
Wakanda
God. Forever. Yeah. I really said Wakanda forever every day.
So you guys, what is your type?
Sorry, yes, you guys go.
I'm going to say, because you know what? Mine's the same. Like, my type has changed over the years.
Okay,
like, I don't have like a preference on colour. Like, and yeah, but mine is more like dark features, and the thing is, I was always growing up, and I was like, I only like curvy girls, like, but now, like, even that's changed over the time. Like, I like slimmer girls, like, so it's weird. It has changed over the time, but yeah, dark features. Man, I like a bum, but like a, do you know what I mean? I do like a bum, like most people
like
do.
A
bunda. I think I just. Like you said, it's just changed over the years, man. But mainly like dark hair girls, I really like. Yeah. I'd never go for blondes ever.
I've gone for blondes. I think that's been a change. Because the thing is, you know, when it was kind of like, because we've grown up together, we was like, yeah, same thing, dark features. We like the same, like bouncing off each other. But then as it's gone on, it's like girls change their hair. Like they go for pink, orange, all different colours.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I'm not going to just go for a girl because they haven't got...
Hair colour type feels limiting.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like even when growing up, like we grew up in Chingford, so like a lot of Chingford was... Chingford was predominantly like a white area. So when we grew up in school and like, we was always like around like white girls and white boys and whatever. Yeah. So, and then obviously growing up and coming out of school, it was like, do you know what I mean? We started seeing
taste
like...
the flavours.
What was like...
What
So, this is natural.
I find it so interesting how people decide what their types are. Is it because that like, you see all the people you've dated and you're like, okay, they look familiar or look similar, should I say? Or is it your celebrity crushes? How do you decide, actually, this is what I like? And what happens if you meet someone that's not your type physically, but everything else, she's just on point.
You know what? I feel like it's a lot of it has been personality from the past. Like, where you've seen girls, where they carry themselves, some of them, I don't want to stereotype, but they come out like in the same way. Like, you know, see, like, black people, we're loud, we're bubbly and stuff, but you can kind of, people might take it as like arrogance or ignorant, whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm.
And it just comes across in a different way. And sometimes people have a different opinion of yourself.
Yeah, right.
So in my eyes, when I see someone carry on a certain way from how, you know, they, a girl that I've been speaking to previously, I'm like, yeah, I was just really kind of like,
right.
Yeah, I'll kind of stay away from you a bit.
Yeah.
And then if it keeps on happening, you kind of see a pattern emerging and you're like, But then you know you can't always put everyone in that same
box. With the same brush.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what for me. It's just been from previous experience of like personality that then turns me off instantly. So I don't have a when I say I don't have a type. It's like how you come across and present yourself. That means a lot.
That can change. Your,
yeah,
that
it can change your opinion.
You could
be
like
a 10 out of 10, but your personality stinks.
Yeah.
You're 2.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For real. Yeah.
We should have played that game.
What game?
There are 10, but... we should have thought about that. That would have been so good.
We flopped.
I'll think of it while you
We could just do quick ones.
Yeah, we've got to think of one. All right. Hold on.
I mean, for me, it's a 10, but he's broke, so he's definitely 0.
If it's a 10, he's got long fingernails.
Oh,
yeah.
That's his nails. Why is it about that
pinky?
Yeah, it's got to be something about the whole. I don't know.
Sorry if you didn't know that, but that's exactly what it
What's
is.
What's the pinky got to do?
Because it does. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not going to go too much into it.
I have no idea. I'm not of that world. I watch films.
He's a 10, he's a 10, but he wears Velcro trainers.
Wow. Is it because he can't tie his shoelaces? Or is it just a preference?
He can't tie his shoelaces.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's a one. That's one. Okay, what about... Ooh. What's one for girls? I can't think of any toxic traits.
We have none. Okay, for girls, she's a 10, but she doesn't take any accountability.
Ooh. That's a 2. That's like a 2. Yeah, you gotta take accountability. I can't have that. No, you gotta take ownership of certain situations.
The thing is, I know how to take accountability. I just don't.
Can you say it?
No. It's that foreign to me. I can't even say
accountability.
It's so foreign to me.
You have the capacity.
I don't have the capacity to say that. Yeah.
Oh my god!
What in the stutter is going on?
I think that's really offensive because I've got a speech impediment.
You go to uni.
Yeah, try that. You can't wiggle out of it now.
That's why I'm going to win. Yeah. But anyway, I also wanted to ask you guys about. Yeah. I think it's interesting to have a dating show with both American guys and British guys, and it all in the same house, the same villa.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it was an obvious, like, different kind of game? Do you feel like London guys and American guys have different game to them?
Oh, 100%. And I feel like you could see it. You know what? We couldn't see or hear the chats that were going on.
Yeah.
So now that we've watched it as well, and hearing it, we're like, whoa. You know, like Jason and Chris, bless them. They are, like, they're lovely guys and we're always going to be friends and stuff. But when we see them, how they move, and
they
I was like...
So
and they
funny.
Called us thirsty as well, but just talking to them.
I feel like we're playing a really good game. Because Kaz and Kieran are wiping the floor with you.
I could have come like a samurai sword and slice through the middle. I was like, no, the bond's stronger than that, you know?
It is so different. Like, and you know what? It's so crazy because obviously we was in there and we was ourselves because we wasn't really acting any different. But then it was weird because Jason and Chris, we didn't see that side of them. So when we're watching it now, we're like, why were they moving like that?
But
in a way, we was like, we never saw them talk to the girls. So it was like, it was so different. We were so cool with them. We was like, that's why we was like, they genuinely like, could have a chance like getting Nina and Diana off us, you know? Because they were so cool and down to earth.
Yeah.
And then when we watched it back, we was like, whoa, they look... And everyone was like, they're looking thirsty. But we was like, they're so cool. Like, but
deluded,
it is so mad. But then obviously when you compare them to someone like Daniel, who was just mad smooth, innit? He was just calm. And there's such a massive difference.
Just like he glided across.
Yeah, he was just... there is a massive difference between the British and American game, 100%.
Yeah. I think it's where they're sort of based. Because it's obviously, you can't say about America, it's so big.
Yeah, different areas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so they have different types of game. But with us, we're London boys, so it was just like, we came with, you know, just the energy and just brought the vibe. And that was the difference. Yeah, I think that just sort of...
We just came in as ourselves, man. But we just came in ourselves, but... I think we was, we just thought, you know what? Yeah.
I mean, one of you won, so you smashed it.
Yeah, you did smash it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it actually like? I've always thought this, because obviously this must have been recorded a while ago now.
Yeah.
What is it like after so long watching yourselves on TV? Like, I feel like I can't even listen to myself talk like back. Is it cringe? Like, how did you find it?
It's surreal at the start. But you know what? I think leading up to it, right? So when we finished it, we was like, we just went back to like our normal life. So it was like, all right, so going back to work. But in the back of your mind, like you're literally working and I'm tapping away on my computer and I'm like, everything just feels like a blur that I've just done. And then I'm like, but in a year's time or whatever, whenever, it's going to be like, I'm going to be watching myself back. So like leading up to it, you're like, my manager's like, can you make sure that's all done for me? I'm like, you don't even know.
I'm going to be free for soon.
It was crazy. But then obviously leading up to it, you start kind of mentally preparing yourself for it. And then obviously you still don't know how you're going to be edited and stuff. So, but you mentally prepare yourself in a way that you think, you know what, you just got to go. You just got to watch it, enjoy it, and just enjoy it for what it is. So, but the experience watching yourself, like it come up on the screen and I was like, what the hell am I doing there? Like, it is crazy. Yeah, it's so mad. Yeah. So crazy.
I mean, even like you were saying that Kieran was like, oh, he started off as a 10 and then went down as the episodes went.
Oh, I'm not going to like him because you started strong.
Yeah.
And not that you ended weak.
No.
You know.
But you didn't win.
No.
Okay, well...
This is taking
you
a turn.
You didn't win, babe.
And you came in like the silent king that you are. You were like,
He did. And I was like... And then, I just thought, I don't know. I was looking at myself. And then even like, I was like, why's my
beard
look
like that? He's a jester in the family, basically.
No, Kevin, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I was like, why's my beard look like that?
No, you look great.
You look fantastic.
But then me looking at myself, I'm like, what was going on there? Like,
You do nitpick at certain things. Yeah, you do. You're like, you know, when you see yourself. But I think that's just genuine. Not everyone's going to realise and pick out those bits on you. So you might have... You know, some people say they've got insecurities and stuff. Yeah. Even when they see, like, oh, my God, you know, in a magazine, they're like, oh, they look flawless and everything. It's been edited. It's been this and that.
Yeah.
But you get some, you know, there's things that are never going to change. Like, people say, like, they like my eyes and stuff because of the shape of them. Yeah. And those are things that aren't going to change.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when you see yourself on TV, you've just got to be... I mean, open to it all because I was panicking the whole way leading up to it. I was anxious. I was like, oh my God, what did I say in the villa? I was am I going to come across like a...
Yeah, I was panicking as well.
Yeah. you both
came across really well.
Especially
me.
Well done. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you both had game.
I literally talk like... I don't talk illiterately.
Kaz can like say things and then be like, and I'll be like...
It was when you was trying to tell Karina that you kissed her hand again. You were like, the thing is.
Yeah.
And I was like, jeez. It was so painful. Like, yeah, so, and you know, what? Obviously, like, we shared that little so kiss.
Yeah.
Like, Cass. Get it together, Cass.
I was trying to put the words.
You were being honest, so it was good. But
when we sat down before that, I blatantly was like, okay, you know what? You just got to say it how it is. Yeah. Don't, no flirting, no nothing. And then like, I was just like, just tell him how it is. Like, when I swatched it back, I would have
been like, oh yeah, I kissed Diana, but I still like you. Like,
where did it?
Like, not funny, haha. Funny, weird.
We have spent too much time on the internet.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
so we usually end the interviews asking, obviously, what everyone's watched on Netflix. Of course, we're recommended Dated and Related. It's a great watch. Kaz and Kieran are phenomenal on it. But before we get onto that, my last question for you guys is this. If you were to do this process all over again, what's one thing that you would do differently?
Well, I won, so...
I wouldn't change a thing.
I'm just going to... I mean, I didn't have to say anything. I'm just going to do the exact same thing I've done.
Yeah, usually
Does it make you guys closer?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. It's made us... as we said on the show, like, our mum passed away literally, I mean, today, 2 years ago. Since we've always had, like, it was, like, the three of us, and then it became two, so we've... You know, from that point onwards, like 2 years ago, we was like, we're just going to take every opportunity as it comes. We're going to open our minds up to so many different things, push ourselves out of like the comfort zone and make ourselves like just
like, elevate,
different.
Man.
Yeah, like a different version of what we were yesterday. And yeah, we just wanted to keep doing that and be the, like, make our mum proud, to be the version that she always wanted us to be, like, kings, come on.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. Sorry, like, dead parent chat always makes me cry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm ridiculous.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, I find it really hard.
Yeah. She's here. She's probably here with us now.
Yeah,
like,
no, she is. So, yeah, it's definitely signs. It was a moment, and because I think the Septembers are like a... So September, I feel like, is always like a powerful month for us. Like, and even when we've done a show before, and it was in September as well, and we feel like everything that every time it's like got something to do with mum, because and it's always like, even today we're here now and it's our anniversary today, like, do you know what I mean? So September is always usually a powerful month for us. So yeah, man. So I feel like we've just, and I think it's allowed us to open up to each other a lot more as well. Like we've always said, like, and I feel like we've displayed that message to all any podcast we go on as well. We say like it's important for us as men as well to open up and not hold back our feelings, like,
definitely,
no matter how small it may be, because obviously there's this stereotype of obviously the men can't talk about things, and we should. That's what we should do, man. So, and encourage others as well to do the same. So
100%.
So yeah, it's brought us a lot closer. 100%.
Damn. Y'all killing me.
No, thank you so much.
I feel like I don't want to ask about what. Just like, what's the point? That was such a nice way to end.
So, what would you recommend watching on Netflix?
Damn!
Back to the important things. Netflix shows that you like.
Netflix? I love all Netflix shows.
Yeah, that's all right.
I watch a lot of different types of stuff on Netflix. Like, it could be anything from comedy to anime to action. Right. And I love all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, right,
interesting.
Yeah.
What did you watch it before? Was it Last Airbender or something?
Yeah, I've watched Last Airbender.
Is that an anime?
It's an anime.
Yes, it is. I know that one. Yeah, you got Death Note. Yeah. Even like Dragon Ball Z, growing up, that was what I used to watch. It was like
massive. What's the song
of
Dragon Ball Z again?
Hmm?
What's the theme song? Oh. I used to sing it in the background as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember it now, but yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, that takes you back in the days. Like, Dragon Ball Z, that was wicked.
First time Goku turned Super Saiyan.
Are you sure?
Running around my room.
Said it.
Super Saiyan, right, sure.
Yeah, for real. All right. Guys, Kaz, Kieran, it was actually a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
To have you as our first guest of this season.
Thank you so much.
And everybody, please watch Dana Related. You can tell these guys are great, and Kaz is the winner, so.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you, Netflix.
Well, they were just fantastic.
That was so nice.
No, they're really, really nice. They're such good times.
Wait, was that my first cry on the podcast?
No.
Have I cried here before?
Yes, Talani,
you have. What did I cry about?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I haven't cried on here before.
You have. You've actually cried twice on the podcast before. No, Talani, you actually have, genuinely.
Okay, just because you're repressed.
Look. Yeah, you know what? That was giving attacking defensiveness, but you have cried before. But that's okay.
I like that
you're able to. Was one time about Christmas? I can't remember. Like, I feel like you have cried about Christmas.
No, it was the time we interviewed that lovely man who is a legend, and I can't believe I'm calling him a lovely man.
I'm so sorry to that man, because he was actually really nice. He was lovely. We don't have time to Google it, so unfortunately we're just going to have to plow on.
This is why, like, real film critics would hate us. A legend, a lovely man.
Well, he was a lovely man. Yeah. Okay.
He was a lovely man.
He was a really nice man. Yeah. Sorry to the film. Sorry to that man. We've already recommended Dating Related and all the other stuff that we spoke about, but what would you be recommending this week for people to watch?
I'm going back to the classic, a classic. It's now a Netflix classic, and it's called Indian Matchmaking.
Ooh.
And season 2 is out, and it is great. Mm-hmm. We meet new girls, we meet new guys, meet new people looking for love. And I just want so badly for Netflix to do a Nigerian matchmaking. Like, please.
They should actually. That would be amazing.
I think those two two cultures are really similar in the importance of getting married and being with someone and having a family. But yeah, Indian matchmaking is great. And the auntie, she's great. I mean, she says some things that's like, ugh, because she's of the generation of like, women humbling themselves to find a good man, which makes me itch a little bit. But aside from that, would recommend.
Okay. I'm going to recommend a film.
Okay.
Which is relatively rare for me. I'm going to recommend I Came By.
Okay, I've heard loads about that.
Yeah, so I Came By, it stars Hugh Bonneville, who's the guy who was in Paddington and also in Downton Abbey. I think he's called Lord Grantham in Downton Abbey. I think that's right. And it's about this judge who has like a secret. And these guys who go around graffitiing people who are like rich and powerful and privileged, they stumble across his house and then find out the secrets about him. When I say you will not be prepared for the twists in this film, it really gets mad very quickly.
Yeah.
But it's good.
I think the selling point of it is the fact that it's a British drama.
Yeah.
I don't know what is in British blood or British soil outside of bad vibes and bad weather. The one thing we're great at is great drama.
I would agree with that.
It's like, it's so miserable. It's so dark. It's so many secrets. So many like weird people. And it is brilliant. And honestly, if they have to sacrifice that, if that means bad weather and bad vibes, I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're so right. The dramas, we know how to do a good drama, don't we?
Do you think it's because we're really miserable?
100%. 100%.
Well. It's misery.
That being said... This has got, I mean, I guess...
That's it.
It feels weird that this was so quick. I mean, that interview with Kaz and Kieran was amazing.
Nice. We're happy to be back.
I'm very happy to be back talking to you and getting paid to
talk.
Yeah,
it's really and nice. All of you lot that like text us during our break, thank you. That's adorable.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Someone's like, I have nothing to watch. I don't know what to watch on Netflix because the girl's not here to tell me.
I know. And now we have...
We're back.
And the recommendations this week are Dating and Related, Selling the OC...
Mo,
Indian Matchmaking Season 2, and I Came By. You've got tons to get on with.
Yeah, see you next week.
Until next time.
Bye.